I'm Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Peru's Vice President Dina Boluarte was sworn in Wednesday as Peru's next president after Congress voted out President Pedro Castillo shortly after he dissolved the legislative body.
Todos conocemos. Se ha producido un intento de golpe de estado.
The 60-year-old lawyer took the oath of office and became the first female leader in the more than 200-year history of the independent republic. Her swearing in capped hours of uncertainty as both the president and Congress appeared to exercise their constitutional powers to do away with each other. The administration of U.S. President Joe Biden issued a strong warning against undermining democracy in Peru on a day when Peru's Congress removed President Pedro Castillo from office and replaced him with the vice president.
We categorically reject any acts to circumvent or to contradict Peru's constitutions. We categorically reject any acts that undermine democracy inside of Peru.
U.S. State Department spokesman Ned Price, who added, quote, "We share a hemispheric commitment to upholding democratic values, human rights, and the rule of law." German police have rounded up dozens of people, including a self-styled prince, a retired paratrooper, and a former judge, accusing the suspects of discussing the overthrow of the government, but leaving unclear how concrete the plans were. A German official and a lawmaker said Wednesday that investigators may have detected real plotting, drunken fantasizing, or both. Germany takes any right-wing threat extremely seriously, and thousands of police carried out pre-dawn raids across the country. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. When Russian forces launched a military campaign against infrastructure in Ukraine, they opened a second front, carrying the war along power lines to schools, offices, and churches. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The government in Kyiv and the Western countries that have backed it with billions in military aid are now scrambling along with the United Nations and aid groups to get blankets, insulation, generators, medical aid, cash and more basics into the invaded country as winter looms. While the response has been swift, the needs are changing fast and swelling. Much has been made of the need for generators whose buzzing motors create stopgap electricity for cell phone towers, restaurants, and above all, hospitals, the highest priority for the Ukrainian government. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The U.S. Secretary of State has warned Sudanese leaders that America will impose a travel ban on any individuals who threaten to derail Sudan's fragile democratic transition. The announcement Wednesday comes 2 days after Sudan's two ruling generals signed a preliminary deal with the country's main pro-democracy group. The agreement would see its military step back from power and the establishment of a new civilian-led transitional government. Thousands of bakeries across Tunisia closed on Wednesday, less than 2 months after a similar strike demanding the government pay up overdue subsidies. The National Bakery Owners Union said more than 3,100 bakers, representing 90% of the North African country's state-subsidized bread makers, have joined the open-ended strike. The bakery owners are demanding payment of 14 months of overdue subsidies, which the union estimates at $80 million. Tesla launched two electric vehicle models in Thailand on Wednesday, making its first foray into the regional autos hub that has long been dominated by Japanese manufacturers. Reuters correspondent Julian Satterwhite reports.
Tesla just launched in its latest market, Thailand. Thailand is a production hub for firms including Toyota and Honda. It produces up to 2 million vehicles annually, with around a half exported. For now, fuel-based vehicles still dominate the Thai market, but electric sales are rising fast. At Wednesday's launch event in a Bangkok mall, some locals sounded convinced. If I ever buy a new car, it will be electric, says this woman. Thailand's government wants at least 30% of vehicles produced there to be electric.
Find more at voanews.com or follow us on the VOA mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey.